You know what? Good morning and welcome to 101.9, our favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9:10, and believe it or not, we got to the studio quick. It normally takes us like 15 minutes to get into the morning. So, yeah, we're here. And oh, who we've got here today. So first of all, we've got our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. We've got with us Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
Good morning, Roy. Fine, thank you. Traffic was good. We got in early. Yeah, we're ready to go.
We're ready to go. Then we've got with us as well, Moshe Starograd. How are you doing, Moshe?
Monique, very well.
Liel is a little bit sick today, so we're not going to have him today. Yeah. Actually, I like his opinions, although it's directly opposite of mine, but I actually like his opinions. He's got a very, very...
He comes from a different perspective.
Yeah, he comes from a kibbutz, so basically kibbutz is a very socialist system, and I don't...
You don't subscribe to it, do you?
It's not successful. It's not successful anymore, so yeah. All right, yesterday I was talking about some what's happening with the South African government or whatever, but today I just want to start with, we are giving away another two sets of tickets, over and above whatever we gave yesterday. We're giving another two sets of tickets, so listen to this. And you can telegram us on 061-895-1019 or SMS us on 34519. Now, let me repeat those numbers. Telegram 061-895-1019 or SMS 34519. You can also WhatsApp me, Roy Peretz. You can WhatsApp me on 083-6100-209. Feel free, and then we can get, if you don't have Telegram, just WhatsApp it to me, 083-6100-209. So Peter will give you a quiz, and you answer those, you're going to get the two tickets. So, and we've got two of those to give. Thank you.
Last night, we discussed three movies that are opening tomorrow. One was called The Spy Who Dumped Me. The other was Alpha. And the third was a South African production called Farewell, Ella Bella. But what I was talking about last night, which is the movie I think a lot of people are going to go and see, is the one that is called The Spy Who Dumped Me. The cast features Mira Kunis, Kate McKinnon, and Justin Theroux. I mean, there are a lot of other people in the cast, but these are the main characters. The director is Susanna Fogel. The Spy Who Dumped Me, to me, I felt it was a silly little action film aimed at primarily at a female market on a girl's night out. Mira Kunis plays a woman named Audrey, and she links up with her friend to get into a mission. Because what she didn't realize was that her boyfriend, played by Justin Theroux, was a spy. And she'd fallen in love with this guy, and then suddenly she's thrown into this whole new world, which she can't quite understand. The guy's chasing her, the bullets are flying, there's a lot of action. So if you're into that sort of thing, I'm sure you'll find a bit of an adrenaline rush as these two females get into the action. And the other movie, Farewell, Ella Bella, is not bad. It's set in Beaufort West, in the Western Cape, in the Karoo, actually. And it's a young woman trying to discover her roots. She had a sick father who passed away. And her dream is to take the ashes of her father and to bury it in her old home in Johannesburg. And so she undertakes this journey. And along the journey, she meets various people. She travels along with her godfather, who's a black musician. And he hasn't been in her life for quite a while. And what happens is that he tries to reconnect. So what happens is it's wonderful to see how South African movies are expanding and finding their feet again. And that is Farewell, Ella Bella. And the third movie I mentioned was called Alpha. It's set in the year 20,000 years ago during the Ice Age. And it's about a young hunter who is involved in a bison hunt, gets badly injured, is left to die, and then he connects with a lone wolf. And the two of them form a kind of relationship because the two creatures believe they have to survive in these arid, harsh conditions. And that is quite an interesting take on our forefathers. So my question to our listeners is, could you please name two of the actors or actresses in The Spy Who Dumped Me? And as Roy gave you the telegram, it's 061-895-1019, and let us know your answers, and I'll get you tickets to New Metro. These tickets are not for the week of issue, that you can't see the new movies, but there are so many other movies at their outlets, and they have first-rate cinemas. I mean, they're really relaxing. You've got these reclining seats, And they've also got a bar there that you can order food if you're involved, if you want to eat something. So you can win tickets to the movie experience at New Metro Cinemas. The comps are only for 2D or 3D. You can see it at, now with a VIP, you can go into the VIP cinemas, which we couldn't do before. So we negotiated a deal with them and they can now enjoy it in VIP. And, but you can't see the movie in 4DX or Extreme.
And, but you can go to the VIP, which is amazing. Now, the VIP is a great experience.
You know, the movie experience today is something else. You know, I find the reclining seats sometimes induces a bit of sleep if you're not involved.
Yeah, but you
in
see so many movies. So for you, movies are not like a big thing.
No,
but for us,
movies
are big things.
I know, and there's so many, such a variety of movies out on the circuit at the moment. I mean, there was the one I spoke to about last week, in which Moisha saw it the other day, called the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. And you enjoyed it, didn't you?
Beautiful, fantastic.
With Lily James. It was a good story.
It's all liberal movies, yeah.
And what's interesting, Roy, I mentioned it last night.
Yeah.
The biggest movie on the circuit at the moment is The Meg. And this is that monstrous shark. It's almost a revamping. The
is
film's
it?
Almost a revamping of Jaws, but set for a new era. Suddenly they've discovered this shark. There's some explosions down in the ocean bed. And this prehistoric shark, which has been embedded, has suddenly come alive somehow.
Huge, huge thing.
And huge, it's 75 foot long.
Whoa.
Is that quite long?
75 foot, yeah, it's bigger than me.
It's about 20 centimeters. Yeah. 25 foot, you know, 3 to 1.
And you know, the lead actor
yeah,
is...
25 meters, yeah.
And the lead actor is Jason Statham, and he has a great fan following.
It's about 9 stories high. I mean, if you hang it from its tail, it's going to be about 9 stories high.
Yeah, 25 meters. Yeah.
And it's hungry. It's hungry. So it's going to the sea, chopping everything in its sight.
If I was 9 stories high, I'd be hungry too. You know, hungry for love.
Hungry for love. So that's our question. I just repeat it for people who want to win double tickets to a New Metro movie. Please let us know the two.
Guys, 34519, it'll cost you $1.50. Don't be shy.
Great. Thanks,
and
Roy.
Then what do we have more? We've got, 0618951019. Also, my cell phone number directly you can call, 0836100209. Please feel free to call. And you know, I want to put a beautiful song today. You know, and there's something that you know, people always blame me. You're putting always this song, but I love it. So I'll try my best. But, before that, you know, I want to just say that, we're going to talk today about a little bit where are we going with that new government direction? To what area do you guys, you two clever guys here in the studio, think that the government will lead us? Where do you think? What do you think will happen?
It's going to be an interesting concoction, you know.
I love when you say interesting. Okay,
okay,
carry on.
It's very fascinating. It's going to be frightening for the people
All right,
involved.
Frightening is more, yeah. Yeah.
I think they're trying to garner votes for next year, 2019. The ANC is in a precarious position at the moment. A lot of things are happening within the party, as you mentioned last night. How many criminals are in parliament and what they've done. And as they're heading quite fast towards the elections, I mean, the months are just going by already. We're in August and soon it'll be September. And they are making these moves. And let's not hope it becomes another Zimbabwe, because that's where it seems to be heading. Hey, Moishi?
Absolutely. Secondly, that's the ticket that they are going on to, you know, because they've got nothing else to offer. So they're going about the land, appropriation without compensation, this kind of, because there's nothing else, nothing positive that they can, you know, say, listen, come, let's do this. Nothing is done.
So
nothing is done.
I think you're completely right. I think that, when you give nothing to the people over the last 26 years, or 24 years, sorry, 25 years.
Oh, you work it out.
25, 24 year. Yeah, 24, going to 25.
Yeah.
Actually going to 24, in April is going to be 25 years. Okay,
yes.
Call it 24 years. For 24 years, when you deliver nothing, and you know, but people looking at you driving those brand new Mercedeses and whatever, and I talk to all the government people, all the parliament people, driving the beautiful Mercedeses and whatever, and, you know, people look at it and associate, they say, you know what, maybe I have to be, or I have to be a criminal to be like you, or I don't know what to do. So you just told people and gave them false hopes. And right now they say, and now 25 years later, what can you say? So you say, okay, let's blame the white people. Let's blame the white people. It's the easiest, the easiest. So because of them, because apartheid was wrong. Yes, apartheid was wrong. Yes, you're right, 100%. But because of that, all this happened. Because of the apartheid, everything will happen. But apartheid, but those white people actually gave you back the country. Gave you back the country. I remember the referendum. You remember the referendum?
Yes. Yeah, very well.
So I voted yes. Many people, I don't think too many people voted no. It was unanimous, voted yes.
They wanted to move on. Roy, they wanted do you remember to move standing on. In those long queues? Do you remember the voting? I remember.
Gosh,
I was talking to everybody, saw for the first time the black population taking part.
Yes.
It was an amazing day. I must tell you, I can still recall it as if it happened yesterday.
Yeah, it was, so that was a big, big turn in history. And people seem to forget that the white people actually gave them, those bad Dutchmen, actually gave it back to them because it was wrong. But instead of moving on, they're staying on this. They're actually not. They understand they were just talking rubbish. They understand that. But the whole idea is that it's very difficult for them because they haven't performed anything. They haven't done anything since that. Look what's happening to the Vaal River. They say today 800 million to a trillion rand to repair it. But if they did it 10 years ago, it would have just been right. So, before we come back, I want to put a nice song. I think it's gonna just is some happy song because
to relieve.
Yeah, it's a Gypsy King. It's not Gypsy King.
All right.
I thought it would be a Gypsy King. But as I met Madonna. Madonna's got his 60th birthday. So here you go. So that was La Isla Bonita. I thought it was Gypsy Kings. I don't know why it was written to me as a Gypsy Kings, but obviously it's not. It was Madonna with La Isla Bonita. And, yeah. So what I want to say is, first of all, somebody's asking us to repeat
the question.
To repeat the question. So please repeat the question.
Okay. I spoke about the spy who dumped me and the two lead characters, played by Mira Kunis and Kate McKinnon. My question simply was, give us the names of these two people. Send it to us and you'll win your free tickets.
All right. So send it to us and you win the free tickets. And now you can go to even to the VIP cinema. So what a pleasure, guys.
Enjoy.
What a pleasure.
Enjoy.
You're going to enjoy it big time. So now what I want to talk about. So yesterday I was talking about that, the land without appropriation and what's happening. So let's see, let's talk a little bit about the parliament, the people that represent you guys. They don't represent me, let me tell you. But they really don't represent me, but I represent some of you guys. There are 535, am I right? 535 members of the South African parliament, and...
But they don't always pitch up, you know that.
And I can tell you one thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you put all of them on commission, I said this before.
Yeah.
If you put all of them on commission, nobody had a cent because they didn't have one successful season yet.
They didn't have the one. But let me tell you something about them. So, 70% of them are actually in big trouble. So let's say from the 535, call it employees of ours that getting money. 29 of them been accused for spousal abuse. 7 of them been arrested for fraud. That's our how do you call them? Our chosen people.
Representative. That's right.
Yeah. 19 of them been accused of writing bad checks. When is the last time you wrote a bad check, Peter?
Oh, last time I used a check was in 1990.
All right. So 117 have directly or indirectly bankrupted at least 2 businesses. Listen to me. 117 of them, of the 535, have directly or indirectly bankrupted at least 2 businesses. Is that supposed to be a compulsory, something compulsory to get into South African,
politics.
Politics. Then 3 of them served time for assault. Hey, we've got people that actually assault people.
They disagreed with someone.
71 cannot get a credit card due to bad credit. So the banks don't give them credit, but you guys give them. Ah, kola kavod.
Give
it. Kola kavod, yeah. 14 of them been arrested for drug-related charges. 14 been arrested for drug-related charges. Guys, I mean, wake up here. 8 been arrested for shoplifting. Shoplifting.
did they actually lift the shop and move it to
shoplifting.
Another location?
Yeah, 21 are currently defendants in lawsuits. 84 been arrested for drunken driving only last year. I'm not talking about the years before. So, yeah, you know, it's 373 people. It's 70% of the South African members of parliament. Believe it or not, I mean, how can this country run? If, I mean, those people supposed to make, those are the people that's supposed to make the laws.
Example.
No, they're supposed to make the laws. Yeah. So think about it, 25% or 20% of those 500 people were arrested for drunken driving. So what law would he put against drunken driving? Spousal abusers. I mean, there's like 5% of them been accused of spousal abuses. And I'm talking more or less, it's about 27 people. 27, I think I said. 27 people were like spousal abuse. 29. So it's about more, 6%. More than 6%. 7% of them were accused for spousal abuse. What laws they're gonna place for spousal abuse? How can you pass law? Those people are actually passing hundreds of laws, to govern you guys, to let you guys, how can you be good if those are your leaders? I mean, I don't understand.
The blind leading the blind.
Yeah, the blind leading the blind, yeah. Yeah, you're right. So yeah, think about it, guys. And, we did repeat the question, so don't forget, 34519, that's our SMS, it will cost you $1.50. Then, Telegram is 0618951019. You can also WhatsApp me, 083-6100-209. Please feel free to WhatsApp, and two double tickets we're gonna give you.
You know, Roy?
Yep.
I wanna tell you one thing. Yep. You know, when Mandela took over in 1994, the dollar was 3.50.
Yes.
When he left, I think it was about 4.95 rand when Thabo Mbeki came. When Zuma came in, I think he left him also with about 6 rand. Look at this now.
No, I think about 8. It was about 8 when Zuma came in. If I'm not mistaken, maybe I'm mistaken.
I think it was less. Anyway, now it's 14. Now, nobody can explain this. Other countries took England against the dollar. It was 150, 160,
160 normally. It was traditionally 160.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, so because of the Brexit and everything came down. But it's still... But look at this jump. From 350 in 1994, in 24 years, it almost tripled.
Almost?
more than
quadruple. What are you talking about?
More
than quadruple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how do you explain this?
I can't explain it. Can you? It's very simple. Look at the members of parliament.
That's right. I'm giving you a car.
Yeah.
Depends who is the driver. Yeah. And if the driver is bad, so the car will be at the garage every day. And then you say it's a bad car, not a bad driver.
But you're lucky if you're in the car and you don't have a serious accident. And that's what's happening, because we're heading for disaster unless something drastic happens.
Look.
I mean, you've got the EFF waiting in the wings, and they're starting to trumpet.
I do believe that we have to keep a little bit positive, because without positivity, we will not be able to survive. Because, you know, human nature that if you put a person too much down, you know, eventually this guy cannot, we cannot.
You think he's going to bounce back?
Yeah. No,
putting person down.
Yeah. I think we mustn't put everything down. I think there might be, maybe the poor guy is trying to do, like I'm talking about Ramaphosa, maybe the poor guy is trying to do something, but it was so bad before that that is just continuing like a snowballing down and down, and maybe he has to promise. I mean, one theory is he has to promise those promises till the elections, and after the elections he'll say to them, look, we can't do it. We don't know. But what we know is that the guys in,
secondly,
yeah,
he hasn't got any consensus at the ANC.
That's why, maybe. That's why. So to get consensus with the ANC and maybe threaten them with the EFF, he says yes for Linda.
I think he made many compromises in order to get to the position he is, because there was opposition against him within the ANC.
Yeah.
So it's obvious that he has made these compensations, and he's now striving to, for the promises he made, he's now saying, I'm going to do it. This is what I'm going to do. And as we build up to the elections next year, it can only get worse, I think.
I'm going to put the episode, and after I put the episode that I want to talk about the land grabs, whatever
land
you call it,
appropriation
without compensation. For me, it's a land grab. But I want to put that song, and I think I really think you're going to like it. And after that,
you got an interesting point to make. You made to me earlier on.
Yes, that's the point I want to raise.
Great.
So, thank you so much. So, I just want to say that I got a very nice WhatsApp from a guy saying, "I'm a farmer." And I'm just cutting it short. I'm a farmer, and let me tell you what I'm going to do. And he doesn't want to say anything. And he doesn't say he's not threatening anybody. But what he's saying is, if it comes to sell my farm, that's what I'm going to do. So I would immediately identify all movable assets and at my farm and start selling them, placing them with in suitable storages facilities. The list below, you know, he will demonstrate what he's going to do. So basically, he's going to demonstrate to non-farmers what he's going to do. So first of all, he's going to take, his livestock. He's going to immediately sell his livestock, following by machinery, including tractors, pumps, silos, center pivots, electrical transformers, irrigation equipment, water, the water implements and piping. It will strip the dairy and will sell the bulk tanks, mixing machines, etc. He will take down all the internal fencing in the farm and recoup whatever he can. And he will even strip everything sellable, even the roofs of the houses. He will disconnect the points that he's got from Eskom, which the farmers pay for them. He will disconnect the points he's got from farmers. He will, basically, he will give the farm with nothing, bare farm. Over and above that, he himself owes 5.5 million rents to FNB that he would never pay because they've got something to take. You know, they'll take the land. Basically, he will hand over the so-called keys to the farm. And, basically what will happen, the consequences that will follow will be that, in the first couple of months, prices of meat will be very low because the market will be flooded from all the people selling the meat and the poultry and whatever. So prices will go down, but then later there won't be any more meat. Believe it or not, there won't be any more meat because there will no one else raising. I mean, no one is growing any meat. So
growing meat.
Yeah, you grow meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you had cows.
What do you do? You raise them.
You raise.
It's not kids.
You raise beef.
No, you don't. You grow. You grow beef. You raise kids. Sorry. There are on this English. I'll tell you. So anyway, if they're selling if government will give away back all the land, the banks will stay with a hole in the pocket of about 160 billion. Now, they're going to sit really on their knees. They're going to be on their knees. The banks will be a little bit on their knees. Government will not be able to help them because 160 billion, I think government owes a little bit more than that. Meat prices will skyrocket. Dairy products will cease to exist. Same as in China. China is getting back into that, but the dairy product will cease to exist. Basically, we won't be able to import because our rent will go to very, very low. We won't be able to import anything. So it's going to be quite a chaos. And you know what? We don't have, in Zimbabwe, they have what people have to go. Here, people don't have where to go. So you know where they're going to go? They're going to go back to the ANC and ask them, all right, now what? We've got lands. You can't give us money. So what? We've got lands. We can make a house. What more?
And you cannot get any loans from IMF either. Because if you get the loan, you must show how you give it back.
100%.
And if you cannot give it back, you won't get the loan. So you're stuck in this. You know,
It's a catch 22. It's actually not a catch at all. But if you start something, you say the end of sof maaseh b'machshava tchila. We say so the end of an action starts with a thing. Yes, you have to think about what you do before you start. Don't just do it. Don't just do it because you wanna. You make a crime and to cover it you make a sin. So you know, or you make a sin and to cover it you make a crime. You tell a lie, then you kill the person you tell the lie to. So
it's
you wouldn't.
Messenger.
To, yeah.
Just bringing them news.
Yeah, I don't know. So basically what will happen now is instead of leaving the country the way it is, as bad as it is, as crippled as it is, They want to make it worse and worse and worse. I don't know. I know that Theresa May said that if the land grabs will happen, they will put huge sanctions on South Africa.
Disinvest, will they?
They'll definitely disinvest, but over and above that, sanctions. I mean, not to give disinvestment is one thing. Sanctions will be huge, and then America has already started with the sanctions, and Trump will not let something like this happen without going sanctions big time. And that's it. That's what's going to happen. So basically,
because Trump is a businessman, he understands.
He understands business, but the world today is a capitalist world. You know, you see all the people, and you know what? I was sitting in another radio station. I was saying to them, they were arguing with me the same as Peter does and Liel does. But let me, you know what? I don't want to say bad things, but all the people that argues against capitalism got not one cent in their pockets. And people look at themselves and say, you know what? You're right. You're right. You're right. You're just right. If you're not a capitalist today, in today's environment, I don't know before, in today's environment, if you are not a capitalist, you cannot make money. If you don't think like a capitalist, you cannot make money. And not just not making money, you will not be able to survive. It's very nice to have those green ideas.
No, it's a free market, you know.
It is a free market. And you been selling businesses all your life.
Yes.
And you can tell me, can you run a country on democratic ideas or liberal ideas, or you can run a country on capitalism? Israel has been running capitalism from 1996, and it's going from selling, I mean, Israel first, the best export till 1978 was orange juice.
That's right. Jaffa orange juice.
Jaffa orange juice.
Absolutely, yes.
And oranges.
Yeah. They had a turnover of $3 billion. They had a GDP of $3 billion. The whole of Israel had $3 billion. They had 3.5 million people exporting $3 billion. They're like $1,000 a person. Yeah? That was the GDP. Today's GDP is over $50,000 a person because capitalists. Capitalism is what does the country. It's finished now. There's no more ideology. There's money. There's money. I mean, with all the ideas, the ideas of liberalism is very nice. But they're hiding behind stuff. They're not making anything. They want to go back into power and define some ideas. Ideas are wrong. Look into yourself and tell me.
Yeah, you can must you be creative and you must be initiative.
Yes, you must be creative. You must make the initiative. You must make the first. I mean, you have to come out of your chair, do something, and or create something, and then you can be successful. I mean, there's no way. I mean, in this country, you can't sit back with a big stomach and say, "Hey, you know what? You owe me that. You owe me." That's exactly what the government does. You owe me this. You deprived me for 20 years. I mean, you were not even born there, Malema. You were not even born when that was deprived you. Deprived you. Am I right?
Yes. When he was deprived.
He was not even born yet, maybe he was
maybe he's reacting because the family of people he knew, but he's leading a party and he wants to get involved so that he can become prime minister or president.
I think he read the book. I think he read the book about Hitler, because that's
Mein Kampf.
Because that's the rise of Hitler. If you look at it, and God forbid it will happen. God forbid, you know, if it will happen. It was exactly the same. And let me tell you, Peter, because you come from those ideas of socialism, the socialist party, the socialist German party was a Nazi party.
Yeah, of course.
It still says the National Socialist Party. There was socialist. Millions. Let me tell you, to be exact, 100 million people in China died for socialism. 70, 80 million people died in the Second World War under the socialism flag. Another 100 million people, I think, died in Russia under Stalin, under socialism. So no one can tell me socialism is good. And in South Africa, we want to bring back the communism. Are we out of our minds or what? Are we out of our minds, guys? Really?
You know what? I have to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Everybody said, China, Russia, Cambodia, they had communism. The only place that was really communism was in a kibbutz in Israel.
You're right. You're right.
And this doesn't exist also. You know, today, you know, all the kibbutzim, they've got factories.
No, there's no more kibbutz. There's no more kibbutz. There used to be kibbutz, but no more kibbutz. So I really and truly think that, What can I say? You know what?
Put some music on, Roy.
Let me put some music here.
Before everybody goes down. Yeah, we're in it.
I think this one has always been a lovely song. So I want you to enjoy that, guys. What a beautiful song.
I don't understand it.
Despacito is wait.
Okay.
Just relax, weight. Slow down, wait. Yeah.
Wait, that's Despacito. W-A-I-T, not W-E-I-G-H-T.
Huh? Not weight, your weight, how much you weigh. No, 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 no.
That's the beauty about the English language, Roy.
That's not a beauty. That's actually,
love it.
That's what mixes you up. Don't understand why GHT. What is a weight? W, whatever. Yeah, now we're going to roll it up. So now before we say our goodbyes, what do you guys think about it? Please, if you think about something that we have to talk about, just, or you like our, the way we,
the subjects we're
talking about, or you want to give us a subject to
input.
Talk about.
An yes. Input. We need input.
Please send me an email to roy@cashin.co.za. Cashin, you spell C-A-S-H-I-N-N. Roy, obviously it's R-O-Y, @cashin.co.za. Send me some nice, maybe ideas or something you want to talk about.
If there's a subject close to your heart that you want to air, and people can talk about it and people can think about it, send us,
if they like our
email.
Argument.
If they don't, it's
if
okay.
They don't, if
that's
they don't,
good. They must also send it to us.
Yes.
So we get another point of view.
You can say, shut up, guys. I mean,
you don't know what you're talking about.
And I don't want to listen to you anymore, which is great. And I don't care, but, yeah, that's still great.
I mean, the alternative radio stations today, it's another debate.
What's that? Yeah. So we're going to say our goodbyes and I want you to have a lekker weekend. I'm going to have a very cold weekend. I'm going to Cape Town and I hope you guys are going to enjoy the warmth of Johannesburg. And let's hope that the new Zuma, Ramaphosa, will not continue with his plans and the government will still, and the rent won't go to 17, by the way. I'm coming back from Cape Town.
It was 18 and
it was 15.
1541. I wake up in the morning on, 1541. Yeah.
Thanks, Roy.
So guys, the time is now 9:54 and I'm going to say goodbye to you. And I want you just to get a couple of commercials and we go. So have a lekker weekend. Good Shabbos and have fun.
Cheers.